You are listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Bishop Richard Harris, good morning.
Good morning. A song which has moved three generations now since it was first released by the Beatles in 1966 is Eleanor Rigby, with its haunting line, "Ah, look at all those lonely people." And that, it could be said, is what BBC North are doing today with a series of programmes under the heading A Life Less Lonely, together with the engagement of 20 charities up and down the country. Loneliness isn't just confined to the elderly. There's the loneliness of the adolescent, especially if they come from a troubled home or are finding it difficult to make friends at school. There's the terrible loneliness of bereavement, someone suddenly finding no one there after years together with a partner. There's the loneliness of a person critically in hospital, cut off from the life they've known and fearful about the future. Then there are some people who've always felt alone, like the poet R.S. Thomas. He wrote some really lovely poems to his wife of 50 years, but when she died and he was asked if he was now lonely, he replied, "Isn't one lonely within marriage?" So many forms of loneliness, but we can't ignore the fact that most of us are living longer now, and there are an increasing number of elderly living on their own who don't see anyone from one week's end to another, not just women, for a recent study said that more than 1 million men over the age of 50 suffer from a sense of isolation. I find it very poignant when I go through my address system at this time of the year on the computer and have to delete a name. Some people reach the stage when the names of all their friends have been deleted. Overall, some 10% of people over the age of 65 say they are lonely most or all of the time. And of course, all this is intensified at this time of the year. Priests know that Christmas can be tinged with some heart-rending conversations about the pain of loneliness. Existentialists used to stress that as human beings it is our lot to be fundamentally alone. There's no escape, and certainly this tendency has been reinforced by the rampant individualism that's dominated European thought and life for three centuries now. But I prefer the African notion of Ubuntu, that life is essentially interpersonal. We become and remain persons in and through our relations to other persons. Hence those great words addressed to Adam in the Garden of Eden, "It is not good for man to be alone." Mother Teresa, who did so much for the destitute poor on the streets of Calcutta, once said, "Loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty." Charities and voluntary organizations do much to help overcome this. Even if we've not been able to volunteer ourselves, we can, I think, all do more to connect with other people. A phone call, a visit, a greeting in the street, a smile across the counter. For we belong together, and it's not good for man or woman to be alone.
And that was Thought for the Day with Bishop Richard Harris.